Judge, today you issued a new executive order requiring businesses to create a health and safety policy that includes the use of face masks. And this is coming a day after your previous order expired and when we saw more than 430 new cases of the coronavirus in Bexar County. So previously, cities and counties had the authority to mandate face masks on individuals, but the governor took that ability away. Why are you taking this approach on businesses?
I've been struggling with how can we do something because, as you well know, our cases have doubled. Our hospitalizations have doubled in 2 weeks. Our people in ICU and our people in ventilators have all doubled within 2 weeks. So I was struggling with how to find something. And then yesterday, the governor made an interesting statement saying, why don't they fine businesses for not following health protocols? I figured, well, the way to backdoor this would be to I can't force someone to wear a mask or fine them, but I can fine the business. We set up that they have to develop a health protocol that includes at least wearing the mask, that they have to post it in a visible site so that their customers and their employees can see it, and that if they fail to do this, it's a $1,000 fine for each violation. So the governor felt that I kept within his executive order. And so that is going to be the law. They got about 5 days to get it all set up and get going.
So have you had a chance to hear from the governor directly about this?
I did talk with Louise Sines, who is the chief of staff for the governor, told me what the governor was going to be saying, and it turned out to be exactly what it was, that he felt that I did the right thing.
Do you find that surprising at all?
Well, I wasn't sure what the reaction was going to be. You know, I was setting it up on the basis of what I had read, and I took that as a opening, but I wasn't sure, you know, how it would play out if I actually did it. And I'm very pleased that the governor has stated to do it the right way.
So we're already seeing an impact. I did an interview with the Chamber of Commerce CEO, Richard Betes, a moment ago, and he told me that he believes that this is the right move. And HEB just announced a little bit ago that it was going to start requiring face masks, specifically in Bexar County, on Monday as a result of your order. I mean, this kind of seems to be exactly what you were hoping would happen, right?
Yes, it is. I'm very pleased that is happening. It was kind of unfair to the businesses to have to try to do that on their own, but now with a mandate, they have to do it. So I'm very, very pleased that they did that right away.
And what about businesses that would disagree with this, that they would say that, oh, it might hurt foot traffic or it might decrease people coming into my store?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. There may be a handful that would do it that way, but we have to remember that the purpose of the face mask is not maybe to give you so much help as to stop you from unknowingly passing it to someone else. There's three fundamentals we all talk about. Social distancing. If you're closer, then wear the face mask, and sanitation. And now this is a very important one that I think is going to help a lot.
It's a fine of up to $1,000. But what would constitute that fine being levied? Would a business be in violation, let's say, if they don't have a health and safety policy in place? Does that constitute as a violation?
First of all, they've got to develop one. This is a minimum part. Hope they'll have other pieces, and I think they will. We still don't have the authority to tell somebody in the general area that they have to wear a face mask. But I think this is going to reduce it tremendously.
So, Judge, do you feel like you found the middle ground?
I think I found a ground that's going to help a lot. And I'm just so pleased that the governor opened up an avenue to do this.
All right, Judge, thanks very much for your time.